Eagle Crest Ski Area's controversial gondola project is expected to cost much, much more than the city estimated when it purchased the used gondola 4 years ago.
And that price is $27 million. So that's a pretty big gulp factor.
That's Eagle Crest board member Jim Calvin breaking the news of the installation cost estimate for the project at a joint meeting with the Juneau Assembly Wednesday night. The board gave the assembly a financial overview of the city-owned ski area at the meeting.
And we expected 10, 15 million, 27 is quite a pill to swallow.
That number is a preliminary estimate, and it's just for installation. A final estimate will be shared with the assembly on April 1st. The Eagle Crest board got the contractor estimate just a day before the board met with the assembly on Wednesday. Over the years, Eagle Crest has faced criticism for its growing reliance on city funding to build and maintain infrastructure and pay its staff. Kelvin says deferred repairs and maintenance for its aging infrastructure have built up over decades of use. The ski area's plan to become self-sustainable is heavily reliant on the success of the gondola.
We're attempting to join the rest of the mountain recreation world in getting to a position where our summer revenues support winter operations. It's a long path. It's a hard path to get there, but that's what the gondola is about.
When the city purchased the gondola in 2022, the project was estimated to cost under $10 million. But that number has skyrocketed over the past 4 years due to the need for additional parts, high construction costs, and tariffs on imports. And now with that new $27 million installation price tag, the ski area board and the city face the task of deciding whether to move forward with the project or scrap it altogether. Both come with their own set of hurdles. One option is to ask investors for more money. Gold Belt Incorporated, a local Alaska Native corporation, invested $10 million in the gondola in 2022 in exchange for a revenue-sharing agreement. At the meeting on Wednesday, most assembly members, like Maureen Hall, supported the idea of asking for more money.
I'm in favor of starting local and reaching out to Gold Belt and starting the conversation.
The assembly was less excited about another option brought to the table, which was asking larger national investors to step in. Assembly member Christine Wall says she doesn't think the options are realistic.
I don't have a lot of faith in any of these options. Not that I don't want them investigated, but just because of the size of that number, it's hard to imagine a scenario where we can get on a sustainability track.
Another option is to abandon the project altogether. But Kelvin says $11 million have already been sunk into the project.
That would leave Eagle Crest with little chance of becoming self-supporting in the near future. We'd have no way to repay the fund balance.
As it stands, the revenue sharing agreement with Gold Belt stipulates that the gondola must be up and running by May of 2028. However, Kelvin says the project following that timeline is unlikely, given the current financial uncertainty. At the meeting, the board and the assembly agreed to move forward with initiating conversations with Gold Belt about seeking a larger investment, along with looking for other ways to pay for the project. In a message to KTOO on Thursday, Gold Belt's president and CEO, McHugh Pierre, said he did not have a comment about the corporation's stance at this time. The assembly and Eagle Crest board will meet again to decide on the path forward at a meeting scheduled for April 1st. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.